begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Rex, Alexandra, Blake, and Evelyn are outside Blake's office at Evelyn's desk.
Evelyn, I thought you were sick today.
I am, Mr. Whitney. I'm sick of my life, I'm sick of this job, and I'm sick of you. I quit.
Quit? Evelyn, let's discuss this.
There's nothing to discuss, Mr. Whitney. I've made up my mind.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Why don't you take a few days off and we'll talk again then?
No, I'm not going to change my mind.
Okay, I'm not going to press you.
Well, you may not, but I sure am. Evelyn, we need to talk about Raven Malone.
What about her?
We heard that you had a very enlightening conversation last night with Rex's sister Ellie.
I talked to Ellie this morning, Evelyn. It seems like you made it very clear to her that you hate Raven.
So what did I do?
Evelyn?
I was drunk. Not that I owe any of you an explanation.
Well, I think you do, Evelyn. You know I've been accused over and over of pushing Raven down the stairs.
Evelyn, did you have anything to do with Raven's accident?
Oh, my God. What kind of a person do you think I am?
That's just what we're trying to find out here.
Look, I just came to clear out my desk. I'm not answering any more of your ridiculous questions.
Hi, everyone. Are we having a party or what?
Raven!
At TM Productions, Hannah has just entered Charlie's office.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, I did, Cupcake. Please, have a seat. Stay a while.
Where have you been all morning? I got your message that I didn't need to be in until 1.
Yeah, I had some personal business to take care of earlier. It's all settled now.
Oh, okay. So, what's on our agenda for today?
Isn't that your job to tell me?
Oh. Well, I assume so. Things have been a little crazy here since I started, and to be honest, I'm having just a little bit of trouble keeping up with you.
Funny, you're not the first woman to tell me that.
I'm not saying it as a woman, I'm saying it as your personal assistant.
Ooh, well excuse me, let's not get all diva on me. Kidding. So, today we're going through the current roster of projects to figure out what's being kept and what's being canned.
And who's going to be participating in this meeting?
You, me, and... well, that's about it.
I've always dreamed of being an actress, but aside from a few plays, I don't know much about the behind-the-scenes activities.
An actress? Very interesting. Now the diva thing makes sense. Anyway, this would be a great opportunity for you and me to get to really know each other. You know, before we bring Maddie and the others into the decisions.
Okay. Not sure how much insight I'll give you, but I'm up for anything.
Anything? Ooh, my sweet cupcake. How happy I am to hear you say that.
Outside Larissa's apartment, Connie and Andrew have just arrived.
I don't know how you managed to get the afternoon off, but I'm glad you did.
So can you please tell me what we're doing here now? Why did you want me to meet you here?
Oh, this is where I live. You've been waiting to see my place for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, but Central Park West? In a penthouse, Adam?
Let me show you in.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
Do you like it?
I love it. But I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Come on, Adam. You work at Wilson's Diner as a busboy, but you can afford to live in a penthouse? I'm missing something here. What's going on?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.